We're heading down to D.C. later today to broadcast from the NPR studios tomorrow and from the mall for the inauguration Friday. We'll also be covering the parade, joining people from all over the country converging on the Capitol, some to celebrate Friday, some to protest Saturday in the Women's March. Lena Epstein is in the former group. She worked hard to elect Donald Trump as co-chair of the Michigan for Trump campaign and will be there to see him sworn in. She joins us by Skype. So, Lena, how are you feeling about this day approaching?
I couldn't be more excited. It is just a very proud moment for all Americans across all races, demographics, persuasions, economic positions in society. And I couldn't be more excited to have a front row seat and the opportunity to celebrate this tremendously exciting day in our nation's history.
Well, you supported Donald Trump from very early on in the primary and worked for him, as we said, in Michigan. Why? What was it about him over all the other Republican candidates?
I did. I was one of the earliest to publicly declare my support for Donald J. Trump. And a lot of my peers and friends and folks around me thought that I could be potentially risking everything politically to support this man. And I had crystal clear vision as to why he belonged in the president's position. And that is that he was the only person on that stage of fine individuals who was capable of putting deals together to make America the economic stronghold that it once was, to be able to negotiate with other world leaders, China, Russia, to be able to represent America's best interests. He's the only person that will be able to deepen the relationship with Mexico, broaden the relationship with Mexico, make our borders safer. And I stuck to my guns the entire time.
Well, but Lena, how are you feeling now? That narrative, you know, there's been some chips at it. That, for instance, as a businessman, he actually had many failed businesses that came out during the campaign. That it's not just that he might make a deal with Russia, but there's increasing concern that Russia is using him, that Russia interfered in the election, and that he's become Putin's puppet, as some have said. That, you know, he's now saying, well, Mexico will build the wall and then Mexico will pay us back, which isn't like Mexico building the wall. He obviously won. He is going to be president of the United States, but his approval ratings now have dropped to 40%.
And it's very, very clear that there will always be people that don't want President Trump to be successful. And to them, I say that a successful Trump presidency will lend itself to a successful America. I encourage everybody, naysayers, doubters, people that want to focus entirely on Russia and be skeptical and make connections that are unconfirmed, or those that want to look at a failed business practice, which, by the way, is common practice for most business people to have successes and failures. We're human beings. I would encourage everybody to open up their thoughts, open up their minds to the fact, like you just said, that Donald Trump is going to be our president, and that supporting him, supporting his administration, is only going to make our country stronger.
Yes, there are people saying, once president, you support the president. We're Americans, and we stand together. But I asked you about some of the questions about his capability, not about supporting him because he is president. Did you ever, were there ever seeds of doubt? Or, you know, when the tape surfaced of him speaking in a derogative way about women, was your faith ever shaken?
My faith was never shaken in why I wanted Mr. Trump to be the president of the United States. But I will say that I never once condoned or agreed with those times that he engaged in bad verbal behavior. In fact, even as Michigan co-chair for the campaign, I was extremely verbal in interviews across the state, across the country, and then across the world, that I thought that at times he crossed the line and that was inappropriate. But the cons are far outweighed by the pros. This is a man of conviction. This is a man that will speak the truth. He does want to incite debate, and he does want to bring up the unpopular. I like that. It's something that I believe that America needs.
But, and I know you're heading for this, you know, huge day for you, the inauguration day. But this is an unusual election, an unusual inauguration. You have dozens of lawmakers who aren't attending. You have the Trump campaign having a difficulty getting people to perform, people dropping out, Jennifer Holliday, the Bruce Springsteen cover band dropping out. Is that raining on your parade a little bit?
It weighs on my internal parade, for sure. And that's because I see us as such a country disunited, And that really brings me a lot of hurt and a lot of pain and a lot of concern for our future. I think that now more than ever is a time when our nation needs to unite. And I don't mean that to be rhetorical or in words only. We need to take whatever actions are necessary from within the Trump camp, from within the protesters' camp, from within every camp in between. We need to be seeking conversations, seeking ways to come together. I am extraordinarily concerned with everything that you just said. Every question that you've asked me, I agree with. You're raising the right questions. You're asking the right questions. We are so disunified. And will the President Trump have what it takes to bring the country together? I believe that it's possible.
Well, meanwhile, here you have ahead of you the inauguration ceremony, the parade, balls. You're going to one of the two balls that President Trump will attend. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to giving him a hug. I'm looking forward to thanking my president for being brave and persevering through a very, very difficult and ugly election cycle. I'm really looking forward to celebrating this day with my husband. I'm a newlywed, and that'll be such a beautiful day for us to share together in our nation's capital. And I'm also looking forward to celebrating with peers, folks that I work with on the campaign trail from around the country. I'm looking forward to having my 2 feet on our nation's capital the moment that he's sworn in.
That's Lena Epstein. She was co-chair of the Trump for Michigan campaign, and she is looking forward to enjoying the inauguration. Lena, thank you.
Robin, thank you so much. It's really been an honor and a pleasure.